Let us begin from Daf Nuntes.
We'll be at the beginning one day.
Amid Beis, very good. Nuntes Amid Beis. Let's go over this Gemara again very quickly. Okay, let's go over this one very quickly. Here we go. Omar, let's try the
Nuntes Amid Beis.
Try to pick up the pace tonight. Achidus Shachianu. Let's start again. Nuntes Amid Beis. Let's start again. We're in the middle of the Gemara. We're going to go through where we're up to. We review. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top. Amamar. We mentioned in passing. You're not allowed to make an Erev L'chatzon if you have a city. One large city. Now, the example I gave you yesterday, look at my Gemara. We have a city and we have a Rishus Haram running down the center. We have a Rishus Haram running down the middle of the city. We have the left and the right. On the left we have group A, on the right we have group B. And let's make it very simple. There's a wall around the city, okay, a very simple case, a wall around the city. But even though there is a wall around the city, this is still called the city Shel Rab. And because we have a street, we have a Rishus Haram which runs through the entire city, and there's a Pesach on the top, and there's a Pesach on the bottom. That is a critical. That is like the ultimate Rishus Haram. You have a highway down the middle of a city. Can't get better than that. Highway down the middle of the city with an opening on the front, opening in the back. That says it all. And that's exactly what we have over here. And on the two sides of the highway, we have two different communities on the left and the right. And these two communities, one, they decide, you know what, we do not want to make one big Eruv. We want to make two separate Eruvin. On the left, they'll make their own Eruv. On the right of the Rishusim, they make their own Eruv.
So it says, you can't even if they want to because of the...
What they can do is they can close off the street. What they can do is they can put up Dua Nechanami, right? It's a very important point. So we're going into situation where what they would normally do is they would close off the street. They would go and they'll put up a Deles, or they'll put up a Lechi V'Kaira, different opinions. The Gemara, the ultimate would to put up doors and to lock the doors. Not just to have make-believe doors, but to close the doors. Okay, so that's what they would do. And now the two different sides of the street, the two different sides of the city want to make two separate Eruvim. On the left of the Rishus Harabim, one Erev. On the right of the Rishus Harabim. So we looked in the past saying, you can't do that. Along comes Rav Papa. It says, guess what? You can do it. You just can't do it left and right. But if you want to make an Erev down the center of the city, along the way, so we'll call it the top and the bottom. Instead of left and right, we'll call it top and bottom. You can do it. Why? Because now let's take a step back. Why can't you do it? Why can't you? Does Rav Papa admit you can't do it along the left and right? Because there is an area which they share. Everyone shares the Rishus Haram. You can't be that you're going to make an Erev on the left side of the Rishus Harabim and make believe that the people on the right side of the Rishus Haram do not exist because you share a common street. The Rishus Haram is something which members of the city do not relinquish. You don't give up. So we share that Rishus Haram. Therefore, we are together. If we're together, we have to make one joint Erev. We can't make two separate Erevim. But Rav Papa says, but what would happen if you would make an Erev of top and bottom instead of left and right? Then theoretically, this is a svar, it's a logical idea, it's not necessarily, the idea is that then the people on the bottom, what? I say that's my terminology. No, that's my. That's like here is the city. The street goes like this. But instead of making an area of left and right on the two sides of the Rishus Harabim, what we want to do is we want to cut the city like this, and everyone above this area will make one Erev, and everyone below this area will make a separate Erev. What? You can. Ideally, so that's what it says in the Gemara. L'chatchila, you should make one Erev. You should. We're going in a situation where they don't. They don't want to get it, they don't want. So along comes the Brice in the previous Banamad Aleph. If you want to make it left and right, everyone on the left side of the Rishus Shal make one Erev, everyone on the right side, it doesn't work. Why doesn't? What's the Svara? So the Gemara said, the Rashi said, the Svara is because since we have a Rishus Haram down the center, everyone automatically has a chiluk in the Rishus Haram. You just can't ignore the fact that there's a Rishus Haram. The people on the left side, they're going to use it. They want to travel on Shabbos down the city. They're going to use it. You can't just make believe that the other half of the city doesn't exist. Along comes Rav Papa. And Rav Papa says, if you don't, instead of making it the left and the right, you're going to make it top and bottom, it's okay. Why? So seemingly, the svara is, because in this instance, they can give up half of the Rishus Sarabim. Because in the previous case, where you're doing left and right, in order for the Erev to work, the left has to completely relinquish any shaykhis to the Rishus Sarabim. And the right has to also relinquish any shaykhis to the Rishus Sarabim. So no one's going to have any chelik in any part of the Rishus Sarabim, which is ridiculous. But when you're doing it right and left, the people on top and bottom, the people on the bottom preserve a section of the Rishus Sarabim for themselves. The bottom, everyone on the bottom has a chelik in the bottom part of the Rishus Sarabim. Everyone in the top part of the city has a Rishus Sarabim for themselves on the upper part of the Rishus Sarabim. So if we have a Rishus Sarabim on the upper part of the city, we can forget about the Rishus Sarabim on the bottom part of the city. The people in the bottom of the city are satisfied to have for Shabbos the bottom Rishus Sarabim, and they'll forget about the top Rishus Sarabim. That's the svar to be mechalik between cutting up the city left and right and cutting up the city top and bottom. When we cut up the city left and right, that has to mean that everyone in the city is completely giving up the entire Rishus Sarabim. Such a mitzvah doesn't exist. You don't give up the Rishus Sarabim. You don't do that. But if you're cutting up the city top and bottom, you don't have to give up the entire Rishus Sarabim. Each section only has to give up half of the Rishus Sarabim. So Rav Papa says, that's not so terrible. It's not so far-fetched to say that the bottom people in the bottom part of the city for Shabbos won't go have anything to do with the top part of the city, not the people's homes, and not even the Rishus Sarabim in the upper part of the city. And the people, because we have for ourselves our own chelik of the Rishus Sarabim in the lower part of the city. They're not completely giving up every single chelik of the Rishus Sarabim. This is the Chiddush Rav Papa. I'm going to pop a lish lo yamru ella le'orka, left and right. Avol l'rochba, top and bottom, me'orvin. It works. Let's see Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says me'orvin. Dibur maskel, let's see, go back to Rashi before. Avol l'rochba, b'nei shnei ha'evorim, l'roish sho'echa levad, b'nei shnei ha'evorim, l'roish ha'sheni levad. That's basically fancy way of saying top and bottom. Me'orvin, it works. Why? Shahare yecholim listalek elu me'elu. Because each one, the top, can have nothing to do with the bottom, and the bottom can have nothing to do with the top. V'lo ye derech le'elu al elu, u'bor lohem elu pesach she'etzlan, ve'elu pesach she'etzlan. And Rashi is telling us another very important yisod. How are they going to get out? How are they going to get out of the city? Okay, they're in the city. There's a Rishus Sarabim which goes through the city, but you want to leave the city and go outside. No problem. On the bottom there's a gate. There's a gate on the bottom. And on the top there's a gate going out. So the people on the bottom side of the city, if they want to get out of the city, they go into the Rishus Sarabim on the bottom, and they can also leave the city to the Pesach on the bottom of the city. The people on the top section of the Rishus Sarabim, they can go and they can use that Rishus Sarabim towards the said top, and they can leave the city to the Pesach along the top. Okay. So this is the Shita of Rav Papa. Along comes the Gemara, says, Kiman. Like whom does this Rav Papa say is Chiddush? Diloi k'Rabbi Akiva. Why not? Di'i k'Rabbi Akiva ha'omar regel hamuteres b'mukayma oiseres shaloi b'mukayma. So we learned yesterday. And I can do the Rashi, so just do it outside. We have two courtyards. New case, brand new case. We have two courtyards. An inner courtyard and an outer courtyard. And where is the Rishus Sarabim? So look, let's make believe that the blue sitter, okay, for argument's sake, is the Rishus Sarabim. Okay, the blue sitter is Sham. And the left side of my Gemara is the outer courtyard. And the right side is the inner courtyard. How do the people in the inner courtyard get to the Rishus Sarabim? The only way they can get to the Rishus Sarabim is by walking through the outer courtyard. And we have here a situation where the people on the inside, they make their own Eruv Chatzeros. The people on the outer courtyard make their own Eruv Chatzeros. So what is the halacha? Rabbi Akiva says that the people on the inner courtyard can carry in the inner courtyard. The people in the outer courtyard cannot carry at all. Even if they make for themselves their own Eruv Chatzeros, because the people from the inside ruin it. for the people on the outside, because they are going to walk right to their Rishus. And the people, since they have Drisa Saregel, if you have a rite of passage, according to Rabbi Akiva, that is enough to destroy your Erev. Drisas HaRegel alone is enough to destroy your Erev. So now let's take the Arabic Kiva. Let's put let's input that information into our situation. We have a city, and we're going to cut up the city along its width, top and bottom. Just because you're going to cut up the city top and bottom doesn't matter. And even though everyone promises they're not going to go to the other side of the city, the fact is the people on the bottom of the city have a right, they pay taxes. They have a right to walk in the Rishus Sarabim, the upper part of the city. And the people in the upper part of the city have a right to walk in the lower part of the city. So even though it's true that they don't need to do so, and they may decide not to do so. The bottom line is we have one street which runs through the entire city, and everyone who is a member of this city has rights to walk down that street, no matter what. Just because you want to cut up the city into two parts, top and bottom, and make two separate rubim, it does not matter. According to Rabbi Akiva, if you have a right of drisas haregel through an area that has not joined in your Erev, that right of drisas haregel will ruin the Erev for that section. So here we have a city, there are two sections. Each other section has a right of passage through the opposite section. And that's enough to ruin the area for that section according to Rabbi Akiva. Kiman Diloik Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says no. The only way the Pnimis can get out into the street is by walking through the Chitzoina. There's no other way. They're trapped inside. But in the case of the city, there's an exit on the top of the city, and there's an exit at the bottom of the city. See, even though it's true, the lower part of the city has a right to walk in the upper part of the city, they're not trapped. If they want to leave the city on Shabbos, they can exit through the gate at the bottom of the city. It's not like the case of Rabbi Akiva. In the case of Rabbi Akiva, the only way the inner courtyard can get out into the street is by walking through the outer courtyard. That's not the case here. The case here is we have a city, they're dividing it up, the top and the bottom, but the top has an exit on top, and the bottom has an exit on the bottom. So no one has to, even though you have a rite of passage, you don't have to make use of your rites on Shabbos to get out of the city.
So
and therefore, it's,
Papa, there are gates on the district?
Of course there are gates, there are openings. According to our Papa said,
you said gates and openings.
A gate means an opening. A gate means an opening. There's an opening with a door. So you close the door in order that it shouldn't be Rishus Haram Deraisa. It just means there's a gate and there are doors. But the point is, according to Papa says you can make. Let's review the steps. According to Papa, you can make an Erev top and bottom. Along comes the Gemara. This is Deloy Ki Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says if another area, if another group of people have a rite of passage through your area, that is enough to ruin your Erev if they do not participate in the Erev. So here, if you're going to divide the city top and bottom, it's no good, because the people of the bottom are not participating with people of the top, but the people of the bottom have a right to walk through the top.
Close up this Rishus Harab.
When we say we close it, we don't mean that it's locked. All it means when we close is we put up a door, but the door is open. You can open the door.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we're saying there are doors there is because if you don't put up a door, then it's mefulish, then you're not, it's a reshus haram deraisa, so you can't make an Erev on Shabbos.
Right.
But if you put up a door, then you can make an Erev. But it doesn't mean the door is locked. Okay, so the Gemara says this is not. So therefore, the Gemara says the Gemara says no. This is a filu according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva's case is where the people who have a rite of passage, it's their only exit. The only way to get out into the Rishus Sarabim is by walking through the outer courtyard. But that's not the case over here. The case is we have a city and we divide the city top and bottom, and the people on the top can exit through their own exit, and the people on the bottom can exit through a bottom exit. So it's not comparable to the case of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that concludes this chelik. Some say, along comes Rav Papa, and Rav Papa in this version says pumfakert. Don't make a mistake and think that if the city wants to make two Eruvim, they can't. That's only La'arka Hudu Loi Ma'arvin, Ava L'Rachba Ma'arvin. No, don't make that mistake in this version. El, in this version, I feel L'Rachba Nami Loi Ma'arvin, you can't do it. According to version number two, our Papa makes it very clear, it is impossible for two cities, for one city, for them to divide up into two parts and to make two separate Eruvim. The Gemara in this version is Kiman, who is our Papa saying his halach like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva says what? If you have a rite of passage, once you have a rite of passage, that's enough to ruin it for the other city. Whereas says, no, I feel Tim Rabbanon. Lav Dafka, Rav Papa's halach goes even according to the Rabbanon. What do we mean? The Rabbanon. Now what did the Rabbanon say? Now here I have a new part. This piece of Mar is new. What did the Rabbanon say? The Rabbanon discussed the case of two courtyards. Zolif Nimizo. Same situation. We have an outer courtyard and an inner courtyard. And the Rishus HaRabim is all the way outside. The only way the people on the inside get to the Rishus HaRabim is by walking through the outer courtyard. The Rabbanon say that the people on the that everyone can carry in their own Rishus. If the people on the inside make their own Erev, you can carry inside. The people on the outer courtyard make their own Erev, they can carry outside. The people on the inside do not ruin it for the people on the outside, according to the Rabbi, not like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says the people on the inside ruin it for the people on the outside. The Rabbanon are of the opinion that the people on the inside do not ruin it for the people on the outside. Why not? Obviously, the Rabbanon hold that a rite of passage is not problematic. It's not a problem. So now Logmar wants to suggest we have over here halacham. I have a city. And we have a city and we're going to divide the city top and bottom. Along comes Rav Papa in version 2. It's no good. It's no good. Why is it no good? Because Rabbi Akiva. Because since the bottom have a rite of passage through the top, and the top have a rite of passage through the bottom, it ruins it. But what would the halacha be according to the Rabbanon? According to the Rabbanon, l'cha'oira, it would be good. Top and bottom would be good. Why? Because according to the Rabbanon, we have two courtyards, inner and outer. The inside do not ruin it for the outside. Because according to the Rabbanon, a right to walk is not significant enough to ruin it for someone else. So l'cha'oira, according to the Rabbanon, if you have one big city and you want to cut it up top and bottom, according to the Rabbanon, it would be good. The bottom makes their Erev, the top makes their Erev. Even though the bottom have a right to walk to the top, and the top have a right to walk to the bottom, so what? Just because I have a right to walk, that's not significant enough to ruin someone else's Erev. Now the Gemara says, no, even according to the Rabbanon, it's not a good Erev. Why? There's a fundamental difference between the case of the Rabbanon, the two courtyards, and the case of the city top and bottom. By the case of the two courtyards, do you know why it's good? The people inside don't ruin for the bottom? It's because the people on the inside will decide, or can decide if they wish, that for the duration of Shabbos, we're not going to walk in the outside. We're going to cloister, we're going to lock ourselves up for Shabbos. The only way we can get to the street is by walking through the outer courtyard. But for this Shabbos, we're going to lock the door. We're in the inner courtyard. We're going to lock the door, and we're not going to step outside of this courtyard for the remainder of Shabbos. So we're not going to use our rite of passage on Shabbos because we're inside and we have a wall. We have a door. We're going to close it. But when you're dealing with a city, a whole city of people, and you have 50% of the population on the top and 50% of the population on the bottom, we have no reason to assume that the entire people on the bottom, dealing with 100,000 people, are going to decide we're going to lock ourselves up in the bottom of the city, and we're not going to use our rights to travel in the, on the top part of the city, and vice versa. That's not the Metzius. There are always going to be some people that are going to want to go for a walk on Shabbos to the other side of the city. So therefore, you can't compare the case of a courtyard, two courtyards, to the case of a large city. When do the Rabbanan say it's okay, the inner is not going to ruin it for the outer? That's by two courtyards. Two courtyards, you're dealing with a smaller group of people who are anyway enclosed in a section. They can lock themselves up for Shabbos. But when you're dealing with a city, and a city includes courtyards, houses, mavos, and many things into a large area, then you don't have a right to assume that one section of the city is going to lock themselves up and not make use of their rights to travel in the other part of the city. So even the Rabbanon will agree to Rav Papa's din in version 2 that it's not, you can't divide a city into two parts, not even l'rochba.
What would Rav Papa do, let's say the base Knesset is in the other part?
You can't go.
You can't go to Shul Shabbos.
If you could make an Erev, Rav Papa anyway said you can't make an Erev. If you could make an Erev, you could not go. Well, right, Rav Papa says you can't make an Erev, period. You can't make an Erev, it doesn't work. So you can't make an Erev, there's no Erev. If theoretically there wasn't Erev, you mean that there are two courtyards, and the inner courtyard wants to go to a Beis HaKnesset, you can't go, according to Rav Papa. I mean, according to Rav Barnum. Okay, let's see the more inside. So the Mar says, "Afilu teima alna pablo teima afilu rachol chudu alor whenever avu rachba marvin el afilu rachba nami lo marvin kiman kemi kiva afilu teima rabban al kalo kemi rabban hasa melu b'shtei chatzeros." It's mamish the middle of the page. Zulufim zo the primis achada ledasha. Achada means to lock or to shut, to become one. Achada means to shut. Ledasha means the door, the threshold. Umishtamsha, and they'll only limit themselves to being mishtamish to make use of the inner courtyard. Avol hocha, but when you're dealing here with a city, a population of 100,000 people, and you have two sides, the top and the bottom, are you going to tell me that the people in the lower part of the city, they're not going to go and visit the top part of the city on Shabbos, and the people live in the top part of the city, they're not going to go visit the lower part of the city on Shabbos? You have no right to make such an assumption. You can't force it upon anyone. Avol hocha, mi matzu mistal. Can you force a group of people to remove themselves from a section of the Rishus Rabbis? No such thing. And therefore, this version can work out even according to the Shita of the Rabbanon. Okay, so that concludes this Shtikl Gemara. New Gemara, brand new Gemara, Almar. It's right in the middle of the page. We mentioned in passing the previous Amud, Ay Kula, Ay Mavui Mavui Bifnei Atzmai. Okay, so we learned yesterday, if you have a city, one large city, and the city, you want to make an Erev, so you have a Rishus HaRabim that runs down the center of the city. There is no way in the world you can make two separate Eruvim. You can't. You have to make one Erev for the entire city because everyone has a right in the Rishus HaRabim. And if everyone has a right in the Rishus HaRabim and no one is being mistalik themselves from that right, that's an area that's shared by the Tzibur, and that area basically it spreads. It's like a contamination which spreads. It's open into the other parts of the city, and if one section makes an Erev, one makes another Erev, and it's open into the Rishus HaRabim, and you don't close off it with all the halachas of how to close it off. You just leave it the way it is. Then it's no good because you have a section which they share. So what do you do? What is the solution? You make one large area for the entire city, or if you want, every single mavui, every single alleyway can make their own separate area. What's the obvious kasha? The same way every single alleyway can make their own separate Erev, let half the city make one Erev, let the other half of the city make the other Erev. Every alleyway opens up into a street, which opens up into another street. So if you're letting every single alleyway make their own little Erev, so you might as well allow the entire half the city to make one Erev. What's the difference between prohibiting half the city to make an Erev for itself and allowing a street, a side street of making an Erev for itself? What's the difference? That's the obvious kasha. So Morris says, we learned yesterday, what's the difference when it comes to half the city? You can't do with the Ashriya Hadad, because since half the city is open to the other half of the city, so Mavi Mavi Nami, each alleyway also opens up Ashriya Hadad, each alleyway opens them to the next alleyway. So the Gemara now introduces a new Yisoid, which you need this for the entire, the next staff, this idea over and over, a whole new concept. We learned about a Lechi, we learned about a Kaira, we learned about Tzuras HaPesach. We now have a new chiddush, a new type of mechitza, and that's called Chochma Yitzchidim going to Ovud Daka. Now, what is a Daka? Rashi, I really don't know what this is. Rashi, it's very vague. It's not really clear what this is. Rashi Daka, Pesach Namuch Beroish Kol Mavui, a small Pesach. To Golia Datayu list to look at Kol Chad Michare. Now, I don't know exactly what this is. The Gemara, it's one of the type of mechitzos. It basically means like a bar. The Gemara is going to say it has to be four tefachim tall.
High.
Four tefachim high. Tefach is a hand, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4. A little more than a foot. Maybe like about a foot, right? About a, you make a daka. You make some type of partition. Now, I don't know exactly how it goes. It goes along the entire thing. It goes along one section. You basically erect some type of small partition along the opening of your mavui to indicate that we don't want to have anything to do with the outside world. It's a statement that we accept upon ourselves to separate ourselves, to isolate ourselves from the rest of the world for Shabbos. So basically, therefore we have a mavui, if you have a little mavui, and the mavui doesn't, mavui really, being that it's open to the rest of the city, it's a problem, because everyone has a right to travel within the other. By making a daka, by making this partition, this barrier, which is four tefachim tall, they're making a statement, we don't want anything to do with the rest of the city, and therefore each mavui can make their own separate erev. Okay, that's the case when we come to the Gemara. Here is, the case is, the other daka, Davidaka. We're going to talk about the Rashi of Davidaka. It's all Rashi's Pesach Namach Berosh Kamavi, and the words of Rashi: the Galui Adatayud Listaluki Kol Chad Michaver. Everyone, each Mavui is isolating themselves from the rest of the city. Now the Mavui says, "V'chi Chad Yamer Av Adi Bar Bar Avin Amar Av Chista Echad Mibnei Mavui Sha'asa Daka." If one of the members of the Mavui made a Daka lePischay. A similar idea when it comes to courtyards. A mavui is comprised of multiple courtyards. Let's say everyone in this mavui, there are five courtyards, and all five courtyards want to join together in the shituvim mavos and carry in the mavui. So everyone has a right, all the courtyards pay taxes, they all have a right in the alleyway. All the courtyards, the batim open to the chutz, so the chutz opens to the mavui, everyone wants to carry in the mavui. They all make a big shituv. There's one stubborn courtyard that refuses to join in the shituf. They're not part of the shituf. So there are four courtyards and one does not join. So basically, no one is allowed to carry in the mavui because one courtyard refused to participate. So it also, but if that courtyard erects a daka, a barrier along the opening of the courtyard, from the mavui into the courtyard, they put up this little partition, this little barrier that's four tefachim tall, just a little bar along the floor of their entrance, to make a statement that we want to have nothing to do with our neighbors. We don't want to know from you people. You have four courtyards, we're not
neighbors with our one neighbor.
With our four neighbors. We're part of this alleyway. there are four courtyards in our example, we're number five, we don't get along. We don't daven the same nusach. We don't want to have anything to do with you people. And we put up a little barrier to indicate we don't know. That is good. Once they put up that barrier, now they will no longer prohibit the other four courtyards who have joined together from carrying in the mavoi. So just like we have this concept of a daka, it serves as a way to isolate a problem, a problematic courtyard from the remainder of the group by a chotzer relative to a mavui. We expand this principle and apply it from a mavui to a city. You have a mavui that's part of a larger city, so the city, it's all one big city, so everyone is a problem. You can't just go do whatever you want because you're open into a city. But by making a daka, you are isolating yourself from the rest of the city, and you can make your own mavui, your own eruv in your own alleyway in the larger city. Next, Haisa Shalab. Now we go back to the Bryce. Haisa Shalab of the Mishnah. Haisa Shalab. Areu Baharehi Shel Rab. Let's say it was the halacha that you must leave over a shiur. If you have a city that's a rabbin, according to Rashi, it means there are 600,000 people, and we don't have a street that's 16 amos wide, or we did, but we put up doors, and now you want to make an Erev, go make an Erev. Just one thing, there's one limitation, you have to leave over a section of the city that's not part of the Erev, so people should not forget, you live a whole life, you never walk out of Williamsburg, for example, you should not forget that there's such a concept of Isser Haitzah on Shabbos. If you grow up your whole life in neighborhood is an Erev, you won't even know there's a concept of Haitzah Nachnasa. So you have to leave over a section of the city that's not part of the Erev. And the Gemara illustrates this halacha with a Maisa. Maisa Shehoya. Rav Zera Arvo Lemosa Debe Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Zera, he was the Rav, a new Rav. And he made an Erev for the city of Debe Rabbi Chia for a Shavuk Leshior. He made one big Erev. He did not leave over a small section as a reminder. Amalei Abaye, my time of Marhachi, what is the Rav doing? What have you done? You violated the Shulchan Aruch. You have not left over a Shir. Amalei, so he didn't do anything wrong because Sabi Dida Amri, I'm a newcomer here, and the old timers, the old Balabatim who lived here in the city, they told me, Amalei. Let's see the whole Gemara. Now, Amalei Sabi Dida Amri Law. Derav Chia Barashim Arif Kula. I'm just doing what the old Rav did. Okay, that's always the best excuse. You come to a new place, what did they do last year? Right, what did you do last year? I'll do here, whatever the old, they told me, the old Baal Batim told me that the old Rav, whose name was Rav Chia, Abai was, Rav Zeri was the new Rav, Rav Chia Bar Ashi was the old Rav, Rav Kula, he didn't do anything. He made one big, I'll tell you a joke, okay, to wake everyone up. You know, Shabbos Parsha Zohar, Shabbos Parsha Zohar, you have to make an announcement, everyone should be mechavim to have kavanah to mechavim the mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias Amalek. And the truth is, there are many, if you go from shul to shul, you'll hear 100 different types of announcements. What exactly is supposed to be mechavim? Shem mechavim, Zechiras Mechias Amalek, Zechiras, the brach, the snapper. There are all these different lamdish things. So there's one shul where there are a lot of lamdonim. And they're all fighting. What exactly is the proper kavanah you have to have when you lay in the Parsha Zohar? So the Gabbai, just after all the fights were over, they were debating for an hour, the Gabbai says, Rabbi, everyone should be mechavin whatever they were mechavin last year. Weiter. What? So it's the Zelda Zach. The new Rav comes, Rabbi Zera comes, he makes an Erev, the Rav has to make an Erev. Okay, I'll make an Erev. So the old Baal Batim says, no, the old Rav, he only made one big Erev, no one was left out. No man left behind. Everyone was part of him. Oh, so what do you say? Shema Amina. Rabbi Zera was a Talmud Chacham. Shema Amina. How could it be that the old Rav made one big Erev, no Shir? Iyur Shal Yachid. I looked in Shulchan Aruch, and the only way to make sense of the halacha is Iyur Shal Yachid, Shanaseh Shal Rabin, Ma'arvin Es Kula. Right, that's the halacha, that's the leniency. So Abaye said, I'm sorry, you're making a big mistake. Lididi, I also had a conversation with the Balabatim, the old Balabatim. Lididi, Amuli, Hanusavei, Ahi Ashba, Havlei, Mechad Gisim. You survey the city, you take notice that it used to be, at the city before you came, or after you came, or right between you and the Nura, there used to be a garbage dump along the edge, the perimeter of the city, in this area, and that garbage dump served as a wall for the city. And that means that this city had only one exit. And that we learned on the previous Amud, we learned in Halacha, even if you have a city, Shel Rabim, we spend time on this, in Ir Shel Rabim, but it does not have a street that's Mefulush, from end to end, you're allowed to make one Erev. You do not need to leave over a shear or anything left over. You can make one Erev. So originally, this was always from day one an Ir Shel Rabim. But from day one, this was an Ir Shel Rabim which had an Ashba at the end, which means there was only one exit. Along came the new mayor, and he cleaned out the Ashba, and now it's an Ir Shel Rabim, which has a mavui, has a street that's mefulosh from end to end. Oh, it's mefulosh from end to end. Now you need to make leave over a shear. So the heter of the old Rav of Rav Chia no longer applies for you.
So yeah, when did they clean out this?
In between the old Rav and the new Rav.
So then they were over Avera.
No, whatever happened, right?
Over and over.
We don't know what happened. Let's say there was no, after the old Rav left, and then there was no Erev anymore, and during that period of time, there was a new mayor who cleaned out the Ashba, and now a new Rav comes. What do we do now? So Abaye says, you need to make an Erev, because the only reason why there was one Erev, and there was no Shir, was because there was an Ashba. They were sealed. But now the panya le ashba. Now that the ashba has been cleaned away, now it's a mavi. It's a street that's mafulish. The asir, and it's an Ir Shel Rav, and there was always an Ir Shel Rav, which has a street that's mafulish, and you must leave over a section that's not part of the Erev. So amaleis a merdik gadlus. I'm here for the new Rav, Abzera. Lav adatoy. I didn't know. I have charata. I'm choizer. I have charata for my psak halach. I made a mistake. I did not know the mitzias. I made assumptions. A new Rav, what do you learn from this? A new Rav should never make any assumptions. You come to a new community, take over.
Check out the situation.
Don't make any assumptions just because that's how they did it last year. You have to know what's going on. That's the ma'isa shahaya. Right, new gemar. Boy, minei rav ami bar ada harpano. Harpano is the name of a place. That's where he came from. Merabba he is rab. The fan. He is the sugya of a sulam. The sugya of a ladder. Okay, sulam mikan upezach mikan now. So we just finished learning. They have a city, and the city has a street that's mefulish, goes from end to end. Then you are mechuyev to have a shear to leave over a section that's not part of it. Let's say you have a city, and the city has a wall at the end. Okay, it's not mefulish. It goes from end to end. You go, there's one entrance, and the other end is a wall, solid wall. But there is a ladder. If you want to exit the city on the other side, you can if you climb over the ladder. So the shaila is a ladder have the status of a pesach, or a ladder is no? It's just like a mechitza. It's a wall. It's not called a pesach. And the nafkamin in this case is if it's called a pesach, then you have a street that's mefulosh, and you are required to leave over a section that's not part of the Erev. If a ladder is nothing significant, it's still called a mechitza, then you're not mechuyev, then you can make one large Erev. So sulam mikan mepesach mikan nahu. I'm a Rav. Sulam toras pesach, love, you can be makel. I'm sorry, be machmir. I'm sorry, sulam is machmir. Sulam teras pesach, a ladder over the wall is like a pesach, and the nail of that results in a chumrah, an emergency chumrah. It's a street that's in the fullness, and you're not allowed to make one if you have to leave over a shear. Amr Rav Nachman, you're making a big mistake. Lo tzitzu, tzitzu means to listen. Le hachi, don't listen to him. Lo tzitzu le, period. Hachi amr Rav Adabar amr Rav. Sulam Taras Pesach Alav, the Taras Mechitz Alav. I disagree. A Sulam has a dual status. Sometimes it's a Pesach, sometimes it's a Mechitza, and you'll always judge the status of a Sulam Lekula. So in this situation, if you have here a city, and you have a wall, and there's a Sulam which takes you over the wall, we're going to go Lekula. The Sulam is nothing. It's a Mechitza. If it's a Mechitza, there's only one Pesach. Only one Pesach, you can make one big Erev. You don't need to have a Shiur. There are other situations where having a Sulam, being a Pesach, is a Kula. For example, you have two courtyards, there's a wall. Can the two courtyards make an Erev among themselves? Why would you want to do that? If you have two courtyards, a big wall, right? You have two courtyards, you have a wall. You know why you want to make a wall? Because if you play ball on Shabbos and the ball goes over the wall, you want to get the ball back. You want the neighbors on the other side of the wall to throw it over the wall. If you want to bring food, right? You want to pass food over the wall. If you want to pass food over the wall, can you do so? So you have to have an eruve chatzeros between the two courtyards. You can't. There is no way in the world you can make an Eruvei Chatzeros between two courtyards if there's a solid wall of 10 tefachim that separates the two courtyards. You can't do it. Unless you have a window that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, or you have a door, of course, that goes without saying, or a ladder. You have a wall, but you have a ladder that's 4 tefachim wide, which goes all the way up one side. The other side you can jump over her yourself. But one side you have to have a ladder. If you have a ladder on one side, so the chiddush is, if you have a ladder, now you have a choice. If you want, you can make two separate eruvim. If you want, you can make one eruv. The sulam can join together. So what do we see from this halacha? That a sulam has a dual status. Will you go lukul? If you want it, will be make. If you don't want, it will be machmir. So sulam pesach tos pesach taras bechitza lav taras bechitza lav kin amon taras pesach lav tos pesach lav besulam, where we have that example is a pesach besulam, a ladder shabein shtei chatzeros between two courtyards. Rotz, if you want echad mav, you can make one eruv. Rotzu shnayim mav, you can make two separate eruvim. By the way, sakash real yumi amar Rav Nachman Hachi, Rav Nachman really say this, they have it's a dual status. But the amar Rav Nachman amar Shmuel anshei chotzev anshei mir peset sheshach chodesh for God. And v'loy ervu im yesh l'fanach daka arba enoy seres v'imlav oy seres. And this is a case, it's a famous case. It's all over Masechet Erevin. He'll review the case. We have ground level. Okay, here. Okay, make believe my gemara is ground level. Chotzer. Here's a nice chotzer, nice wall around the chotzer, right? Nice courtyard. No problem. And the chotzer on the ground, we have, let's say, 5 houses. Simple, right? My Gemara, every corner there's a bias, no problem. There's also a second story. In this courtyard, there's a building, I guess, over here, somewhere. And the building has a mirpeset. Mirpeset is a balcony. There's a mirpeset. And let's say on top of this, let's say there are two bathrooms, for arguing, there's a bias here, a house here, and a house here. And these houses open up to the mirpeset. And the mirpeset has a ladder going down into the courtyard. And from the courtyard, you go out into the street. And the people in the building can also, if they want, they can exit. They have another escape on the other side. But that's not important for now. So here's the shaila. We have here a courtyard. So how many people in total have rights to the courtyard? 6 people. We have a courtyard. And the courtyard, let's say for argument's sake, has 4 batim. 1, 2, 3, 4. They all share the courtyard. We have a balcony. On the balcony, there's a bias here and a bias here. And there's they open to the balcony. And the balcony has a ladder which goes down into the courtyard. So these people up here have a right to go down their balcony, to go down the ladder into the courtyard. So basically, 6 people can tread, can make use of the courtyard over here.
Well, that balcony has to be a lead courtyard.
Yes, the balcony has all the dimensions. The balcony is mamish royal l'shulchan mulach. Okay, it's a very big balcony. No problem with dimensions.
It has to be big.
Yeah, it has alamilas. Now it's Shabbos. Everyone is very religious. The people on the bottom down here, they make their own Erev. We don't mish the people on top. They're not religious enough for us. We don't want to have anything to do with them. So people down here, they make an Erev Chatzeres. 1, 2, 3, 4. They make the Erev Chatzeres. Got it? Don't fall asleep on me.
I fall asleep, no.
Okay? The people on the top.
This is the best sleeping I ever had to sleep in. We got rid of the shield.
The people on the top.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you.
The people on the top. They let's say they want to carry. Now, by the way, the people on the bottom have no rights up here. They have no business. People on the bottom go up here, they get a lot of trouble. They have no business going on the balcony. People on the top, they make their own Erev. 1, 2. They make their own Erev. So the people on the top, now this area, by the way, this area on top is shared by two people. If you want to have a picnic over here on this balcony, you just can't have a picnic unless you make an Erev Chatzeros with your fellow partner on top. Right? Because this balcony is shared by two families. So if you want to make a picnic on Shabbos on this balcony, you can't take from your house to the balcony because the balcony is shared by two families. So you got to make an Erev. So the people on top made their own Erev. The people on the bottom made their own. This is very similar to the two courtyards, Zelef and Mizeh. But, big but, the people on top did not join together with the people on the bottom.
They should be by themselves.
Right, they made by themselves, they made by themselves. So Shiloh being here is, and we have a ladder. So now there's a ladder. Also along comes the Gemara, the Bryce. Ooh, there's a ladder. The ladder is an automatic connection from the top to the bottom. And if the people on the top did not join people on the bottom, it's Ki'ilu, they're all together. If they're all together, the people on the top are going to ruin it for the people on the bottom. The four people on the bottom, even though they joined together in an Eruv Chatzeros, since they did not join together the people on the top, they're not allowed to carry in the courtyard. They're not allowed to carry in the courtyard. Why? Because there's a ladder. Now let me ask you a question. What would happen if before Shabbos comes, I come with an axe, and I destroy the ladder into smithereens, and there's no ladder. And now there's no way for me to go from the top to the bottom without jumping off and hurting myself. So now what would the halacha have been in that situation? The people on the bottom can go on their merry business, because they made for themselves a nice Erev. They have an Erev, and they have no connection to people on the top. So what's the result? It's the ladder which is causing there to be a connection. In other words, the ladder is considered to be a Pesach. But we just learned one moment ago that a ladder is always, there's a dual status, and it's always a kula. We always go lean, we follow the lean pin. So if there's, since according to one approach, a ladder is nothing. A ladder is a wall. A ladder counts. Only time a ladder is called a Pesach is when you want it to be a Pesach, when it's to your advantage. But when the ladder is a Pesach to your disadvantage, then it's not a Pesach. It's like a solid wall. It doesn't exist in this case. So the question then is, if it's true that a ladder is only even called a Pesach l'kula, now l'chumra, look at this halacha, the mere Pesach, set, the balcony opens into the chutzar only through a ladder, and the halach is the people on the bottom, they're not allowed to carry on Shabbos because they did not join together, which means that we automatically treat a ladder as a Pesach afilu l'chumra. Akasha, the Gemara before that says it's only l'kula, not l'chumra.
We can't turn it as a
that's what a ladder does. A ladder goes and brings together two reshuyos. It's exactly what it says in the Gemara. So that's the purpose of a ladder. There are two rishuyos that are being joined together to a ladder. Okay, let's do the words one more time. The last line on the page. The Amar, Rav Nachman, Bar Shmuel, Anshei Chotzer. The Anshei Mir Pesach. Sheshachach, they forgot. The Loyevs, they did not join together. Everyone made a separate Erev. And now, we have over here a ladder, and there's a ladder. The only time, okay, so it's telling us the only time it's going to be okay is Im Yesh Lefanah HaDaka. Same principle we said before. The only time we're going to be lenient, even though there's a ladder, is if the people upstairs put up a barrier. A little barrier, that will translate that as a barrier, that's 4 tefachim tall, to indicate we want to isolate ourselves, like we had before, with the mavli and the chatzar. We want nothing to do with you people downstairs. Then it's okay. Im yeish lefenecha daka arba einoy seres. Vim lav, you don't put up that barrier, but you have the ladder. Oiseres, oh, but didn't we say that a ladder is only a kula, not a chumra? So the Gemara says, so here's no, the MS is we maintain our ground. A ladder is a kula. You know why this case is different? Because the balcony, it's not like you think of a balcony high up, the balcony is so low, it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground. When this balcony, I mean, it's a joke, how big is 10 tefachim? If the balcony is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's already mamish one rishus. So that it's not because of the ladder. The ladder is not what makes or breaks. Even if there was no ladder, it wouldn't make a difference. The ladder is not the issue. The issue is that the level of the balcony is less than 10 tefachim from the ground level of the chutzer. So that's why we need the daka. If we don't have the daka, you're one rishus. Not because of the ladder, but because the height of the balcony is less than 10 tefachim. So what's the dacha going to help? If the level of the merpeset is so low, it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, why should putting up a barrier of a dacha that's 4 tefachim tall, why should that be enough to separate the people from the balcony, from the chutzar? You're not even 10 tefachim off the ground. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara says, bimu gufefes ad eser amois. Going in a case where the balcony is partitioned with real walls. So we have a very strange, a whole new case here. In other words, the balcony has real walls around the majority of the balcony, and then there's a little opening. Opening of 12, so it's an opening of 10 amos. But most of the balcony is enclosed. So here when you have a combination of walls, which we're calling bimu gufefes, partial walls, we'll translate the words migufefes to partial walls, with a daka on the part that's open, that's going to be good enough to save a balcony that's less than 10 tefachim off the ground. But if the balcony would not have partial walls, Einochnami, you're right, a daka is not going to solve your problems. Einochnami, that's the case. We're going over here, bimu gufefes, there are partial walls at Esser until the gap of 10 amos, and now that gap of 10 amos is problematic because it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground. But in this case, when you go and you eat a daka together with the mukveves, it's going to be okay. The cave on Dova Daka, when you make a daka together with the mugufefes, it's taluki istalik lebnei hacha. You people are removed from that part of the chatzar. Daita Amar Avida Mashmuel Koisel Shuritzof Inu Halacha. We have a wall. Going back to the original case, we have a wall. We have two courtyards that are connected, that are separated by a wall. So what is the halacha? They're two separate courtyards. If they're two separate courtyards, each one can make their own Erev, right? That's halacha. You can make your own Erev. Now, what will be the halacha if you have two courtyards that have an opening between them more than 10 amos? The halacha then is more than 10 amos, it's considered to be one courtyard. You must make one joint Erev. Here we have two courtyards, we have a wall between them, but we have a ladder, not just a little ladder of Dalet Tzvachim, we have a ladder that spans the entire length of the wall. There are ladders along the entire span of the wall. Normally, if you have a breach in a wall that's more than 10 amos, you must make one joint Erev. Here we have a wall, and the wall is more than 10 amos, but the entire wall has ladders. So you would think that a ladder, such a ladder, so much is one, is like the wall doesn't exist. No, it doesn't matter. Still, Toras Mechid Salav, we are still going to be lenient. A ladder, even if the ladder is so wide, wider than the greatest opening of 10 in Halacha, once you get to more than 10 amos, it's like there's no, it's completely open. A 10 amos breach, it's mamish kilu, there's no door altogether. Even a ladder that's 10 amos wide is still a kula. We only view it as a Pesach l'kula, not l'chumra. And if you want, you can make two separate eruvim. Rami le'rav Yehuda b'ma'atzarta. Rabbi Rona le'rav Yehuda b'ma'atzarta is in the pressing field. So they had parnasa. Okay, Talmidei Chum of all of ancient times, they went to work. They worked in the fields where they pressed olives. The Matsarta's pressing olives. And he found in the Beit Rav Chanina, the Matsarta of the Beis Medrash of Rav Chanina, the home of Rav Chanina, there was some type of a pressing field in that vicinity. And he asked him the question, really, Yama Shmuel Taras Mechitza Love? Same exact kasha, he's going to the same Gemara we had before. Really? Is it really called the Mechitza of Yama Rav Nachman and Shmuel, Anshem, Pesav, Yanshe, Chotzer, Sheshachiv, Le'ervu, Yimyeshav, Necha, Daka, Arba, Eino, Iseris, but Vim Lava, Iseris. So you see, if this, you don't have a Daka, a ladder automatically is called a Pesach. And they tell me it's not a Pesach. Same exact Gemara as above. Hachma Iskina and the Loy Gavayam, a Pesach, Sara. Same kasha, but Vi, the Loy Gavayam, a Pesach, Sara, Kiyav, Daka, my Have. Same answer we had before. They are partial walls. The cave on the other daka, when you have a combination of migufefes together with daka, it is you're separating yourself from, by combining the Mugufefes and the Medaka, you're separating yourself from the Chotzer, and you can make two separate Eruvim. Next Mais. Now we go Mais. I hope we don't have time to finish the Mais. We'll do a little bit. What should we do? Hane b'nei kikunoi. This type of Gemara is a very unique area. You don't have such a Gemara on Olam Sech. This is a very interesting story. They were the people of Kikunoi. Name of a place. The also the Kamei of Yosef. They came from Yosef. Amulei Havlan Gavra. They came to Yosef and they said, Rav Yosef, do us a taiva. We live in the city and we want to have a community erev. So do us a favor and send a mumche. Send off. You have this today all the time. People who want to make an erev in a community. You know, you bring down the heavy guns. You bring down the people who really know what they're doing, and they set up. They teach you how to set up an eruv in a community. If you want to make a mikvah, you don't just make a mikvah by yourself. You bring down the people who know how to do this. So you have to know how to do. You have to know how to do. Give us a person that can make us an eruv. The Lord of Lan Masan, Amalei Abaya, said appointed Abaya, I got a job for you. You're the Shliach, you're going to go, you're going to do it. Amalei Abaya, Zil, Arev, Luhu, make an Erev, but make sure you do a good job. I don't want to hear any complaints. No one should complain that the Erev is only accepted by some members of the community. The Chazilei, Delei, Mitzav, Chalot, they should not complain upon you, Bebei Midrasha. I don't want them to complain about the Erev in the Beit Smedrash. In the street, they're not going to complain. So in the street, they'll be happy with the Erev. But in the Beit Smedrash, they're not going to be happy with the Erev. I don't want any complaints. Okay, we're out of time. I'm going to tell you one. I want to include one thing. That we just conclude the sugya of Sulam. And the Gemara's maskan is Sulam sometimes is a mechitza and sometimes is a Pesach. I once heard a Jewish, I don't remember the details, but something to think about, that Yaakov Avinu, he came, the Chaloyim, Vihine Sula Mutsav Arza Veroisha Magia Hashemoyma Vihine Malachi Elokim Oilim Vyardimah. What's the significance? So I once heard a Jewish shtel to that pasuk with this Gemara that Yerushalayim is a there's a sulam between the Yerushalayim Shalmata and Yerushalayim Shalmala, which means this. Sometimes it's a Pesach, the Shemayim, but if you're not always in the Sunday Shalmach, you can't take advantage, you can't take it as a given, it's always open. If you're not always in the Sunday Shalmach, it can be a Mechitza. It can be, it has to be, it's sensitive to the Madrega of Klal Yisrael. It should be a Pesach and should not be a Mechitza. Okay, we'll stop here.